Hey guys, welcome to Mindful Mondays, a Hey Fridge podcast production. We are underway with an 8-part series with my emotional-focused couples therapist, Lee Conan. I went to see her with my boyfriend, Dan, a little over a year ago, and she absolutely helped us communicate better and get on the same page. Also, I wanted to remind you, everybody has been loving the Mindful Mondays, the first 8-part series, which was with Robin Mize, all about mindful eating and living. Now, that complete podcast is already out. You can download every single episode and binge to it. And I also wanted to just say I got a great message from Laura. Laura wrote to me and she said, "Sarah, thank you for your mindful eating podcast. Learning that I can have a healthy relationship with food and how I view myself is so empowering." So, Laura, I'm so glad you loved it. Keep your comments coming. You guys can always follow me on Instagram. It's Hey Fridge. You can email me, Sarah at HeyFridge.com. Today's episode with Lee is called "Men, Why Aren't They Emotionally Connected?" If you're like me, in my relationships, I've never been married, but I've had some long-term relationships, and currently my boyfriend and I have been together for 5 years. I am super outgoing and very emotional, but it's hard for me, and I seem to attract sometimes men who are not or communicate in a different way. So today is all about exploring that. Are men less emotionally connected than women, or is that my own projection? Lee Conan is going to take us through it right now. Okay, Lee Conan is back, and you are listening to the Hey Fridge podcast. It is part of my Mindful Monday series, and we're focusing on emotionally focused couples therapy.
Yes.
Hi, Lee.
Hi.
I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, me too. Thank you for having me.
I'm loving this multi-part series. Today, I really am excited about this episode because I've titled it, "Men, Why Aren't They Emotionally Connected?" But then I said to you, I was just saying to you off the record, I was like, well, maybe that's my own bias. But, this is what's fascinating to me in relationships is I am super emotional as a woman. Mm-hmm. Like I could be crying 1 minute, the next minute I'm celebrating.
Yes.
But, over the years, I seem to be attracted to men that I feel like sometimes aren't always emotionally get me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not alone. A lot of my girlfriends will say to me, they're in marriages with men will all say, "Oh my God, they're such great men. They're loyal. They're good people." But we feel like there's just this emotional disconnect.
Yes.
So is it true that when you see couples, is it usually the men that are like less connected?
Right. Not always. Not always. I actually work with a lot of couples where both partners are emotionally disconnected, but also where the female partner might be emotionally disconnected too. And so I think in our culture, women are taught more about emotion or that it's okay to have emotion, where traditionally men have been taught to kind of suck it up or keep it in, or showing emotion isn't something to do. And what we know is it's not true, right? Mm. That's not a helpful thing. And like we had said in the earlier podcast, we know so much more now than we did years ago. And so men and emotional connection, part of it is, I think, just what they've been taught a little bit gets in the way sometimes. But I see men that are much more emotionally connected at times than their female partners.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Tell me this. What's the sign of somebody that is emotionally connected? So when you have a couple come in and you've got one person who's like, in my case, I'm like, I'm a very, I need like lots of hugging and like, Dan always gives me a hard time because I'm like, we could just make out in public. And he's like, not into like all this PDA. Right. But I like expressions of emotion, you know, and that's not really his style. But what do you see when someone's emotionally connected and when they're not?
Yeah. So when someone is emotionally connected, they have a clearer sense of what their own experience is and can share it with other people. So when they're angry, when they're frustrated, they can label and name that and they can help someone understand where they are. When someone's not emotionally connected, then oftentimes we struggle with finding words for our experience. And we even struggle with allowing our body to feel the emotion that goes with it. So we might suppress emotion, or we might even repress emotion. Repression is when we don't realize we're shutting our emotion off, just because of what we've learned, what we've been taught in our world, whether it's through our families, through school, through media, through all the ways that we learn.
Yeah. Well, okay. So tell me this, I'm assuming, like when I was talking about this in the first episode, you know, you just feel it in your relationship when something isn't emotionally happening.
Right.
But how's a way that you can start talking to your partner to kind of begin that conversation of, I need you to be more emotional? Cause I didn't know even how to really ask
how to approach that.
Yeah.
That's a really great question. And a lot of couples, when they come into my office, they're saying things like, I don't feel like you get me. Or I don't feel like you're interested in me. And sometimes it's hard for the other person to understand what that means, actually. And so working on building emotional connection is a lot of times about the healthy need for dependence in our relationships. And oftentimes that's something I think for couples that's hard to explain.
Right.
And so actually getting your partner engaged in the process, saying, I'm not quite sure you're there for me sometimes, and I don't know how to tell you that. Or, you know, there's situations that I might need your support more than others, and how can I let you know that? I think sometimes that can open the door to the conversation. And if it doesn't open the door to the conversation, that's when you know you need help.
That's when we know we need to come see you.
Yes. If there's defensiveness or criticism or invalidation.
You really need all of that, that stuff. So when couples come to see you and they're not emotionally connected, what are some of the first steps that you take them through to get on the same page? Because what you just said, I never knew to say that to Dan before we came to see you. And then even the first couple weeks, I mean, of course, it's like amazing when you sit down with you and you start slowing couples down, like in the middle of it. You know, one of the great things I loved one day that you did is like we started to get into an argument about something that was bothering us and you really slowed it down.
Yes.
But so how do you get a couple going to get connected, reconnected? Because I'm sure when people come see you, they're really off, right?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the first stage in the process is really helping couples de-escalate the cycles that they're in and de-escalate the conflict that's happening so quickly. What we know is that emotion is a rapid response system. It will move us very quickly to protect ourselves in some way when our brain perceives that we're in danger. It actually takes our emotional brain about 1/10 of a second to perceive a cue that thinks it's in danger and to respond back. And so oftentimes our nonverbals are going back and forth so quickly between each other, and our brains are escalating in feeling of non-safety, that our cortex, the part of us that really thinks and makes sense and processes what's going on, takes another half a second to catch up to what's going on.
Oh, wow.
And so our brains are working so quickly, we have to slow couples down to help them understand what is going on in these cycles. What is my behavior? What is my partner's behavior that I'm responding to? And there's actually a process we take couples through to help understand that. And that's going to be one of the exercises we'll talk about.
So tell me this, what are, over the years that you've seen, what are some of the examples of, like, you know, I don't know if I want to use the word fights necessarily, but disagreements that start kind of escalating this emotion? What are some themes you see kind of over and over that couples share?
Yes. So themes about time.
Okay.
You know, not having enough time together, household responsibilities, kids, parenting, those are money, sex, dealing with external stress and families. Those are all content that is brought in over and over again.
So let's take one of those examples. I don't know if you like time or if you like kids or, you know, sex is probably always a big one too. So what would like a usual kind of disagreement look like?
Yeah. So how a disagreement might start is that maybe someone comes in and they're not feeling connected with their partner, and they might say something like, you never want to spend time with me.
Okay. Yes. This one sounds familiar when I'm
right. Or you're always at work.
Right. Yes. Okay. Right? I know that one. Yes.
And then that, even just the way it's said, can spark the other person to feel criticized. And then they go into the defense, or they might go into explaining like, well, we've got all these bills to pay and somebody's got to work. Right. So they might have a defense and a criticism back. And then all of a sudden, just in those two sentences, the brain is perceiving that they're emotionally unsafe, and the conflict may escalate if they're not able to stop it then.
So how would you stop it?
Yeah.
Like, how do you? Yeah.
That's a great question. First, you got to recognize that it's happening.
Okay. So if I'm the person, like, for example, one of our ongoing struggles too, is lots of times I say to Dan, well, you do work all the time, you know,
right.
And it does seem like, you know, you're too busy to spend time, or, you know, that kind of thing. So, and even now I have to really work on my delivery, which I don't.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. So, it seems to escalate pretty quickly. How are you supposed to approach it?
Well, how you can approach it is, there's one of two things. The person on the receiving end can know, after doing work, what that means when you say, I feel like you're never spending time with me, or you're always at work. So there's always a different way that you can approach it. And actually, John Gottman he's a big couples researcher out there. He calls it soft startup versus harsh startup.
Ooh.
So oftentimes it's just the tone of our voice.
Wow.
That we can shift. So, Sarah, you could be saying the same thing and being able to say it in a tone when you're maybe really upset about it and frustrated. It might come out like, well, you're always at work. You never want to spend time with me, right? And
that's,
that might sound very different to Dan than, you know, I really miss you. I feel like you've been at work all the time, and I miss you when we're not together. Can we spend some time together?
Wow.
So you're really kind of saying the same thing, but the delivery of it is different.
And that makes all the difference.
That can make a lot of the difference. And that's part of what learning in this process is.
Do you ever have couples that come in and say, like, there's a part, or one, maybe it's the woman, for example, or it's the guy, or when they say, well, I've tried that. I've tried the soft delivery.
Right.
But that doesn't work, or they don't seem to get it.
Right.
What happens then?
Yes. So what we know is that when let's say a criticism comes in, or what the other person perceives as a criticism is very different from what the person sending the message is intending, right? So when you say, you're at work all the time, you never want to spend time with me, deep down, what you're really saying is, I miss you when you're not here. I get sad when we're not together.
Right.
Right? And so the partner, typically, they misinterpret that. They misinterpret because they don't really understand your intention is coming from this emotional place, actually.
Mm.
And so they don't know how to respond in a way that you need to, that you need, that helps you feel connected to and emotionally responded to in that moment. So part of what's happening on the other person's end is their own maybe fears are getting hit, or their own emotion is getting hit underneath that they're not aware of. And so part of the work is we have to do the work of going, wow, what happens for me when my partner says that, especially in a critical tone? And maybe there's fear about, I'm not good enough. I'm not getting it right. And who wants to feel that? So we go into defensiveness and want to protect ourselves from feeling that within ourselves, right? But we don't know that. Who teaches us this?
Nobody.
And so this is part of the work, is really helping understand your own reactions and what's fueling your behavior, what emotions are coming up that are getting in the way of being mutually accessible and responsive to each other, especially in those moments when you need to know, are you there for me?
Wow. Coming up, you know, on episode 3, we're going to take a look at some of the biggest issues that are facing couples today. And I also, you know, this brings up for me, like, how much your background plays in, like what you saw your parents' relationship being
our
like.
Our blueprints.
Yes. And it seems like, just for this episode, that it really, men may be programmed to be less emotional, but you say is it almost 50-50 with your clients that come in that the women are just as emotionally not connected?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty balanced. When I really get into it, it's pretty balanced.
God, that's amazing. I would have thought the women would have been.
Yeah. No, that's me. In my worst moments, I'm emotionally disconnected and withdrawn. So I've had to learn this process just like my couples do.
Unbelievable. You can follow Lee Conan on her website, leeconan.com. She has a waiting list for new clients to come in. So definitely check her out. If you feel like you and your partner need this, I highly recommend it. Definitely get on her waiting list. Also, you can follow the conversation on my Facebook page, which is Sarah Fraser Just Hit Pages, and we'll keep it going. We'd love to hear some of the emotional, like we were talking about. What are some of the trigger conversations that maybe cause you and your partner to have some disconnect? Is it money? Is it sex? Is it kids? Is it, you know, in-laws? I'm sure those are big deal. We talk all about those.
You bet.
You guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you love this podcast, please leave us a review. Hit 5 stars on iTunes, and you can find it under Hey Frage. Lee, we will see you for episode 3.
Looking forward to it.